pussy, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show this magnificent Monday, May the 11th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Well, the weather is getting slowly but surely a little bit warmer out there. Sunny, blue skies. Summer is coming. One thing that you're going to want to do is go over and check out the inventory. This is a big announcement from Northern Michigan RV located in Gaylord. They are now carrying RVs, travel trailers made by Salem. This is absolutely a fantastic opportunity for you to go over and check out their new inventory, because they have a ton of inventory all ready to go. Now, the one thing that I absolutely love about Northern Michigan RV, write this phone number down, text it to your wife, your husband, whoever. 989-448-8700. Give them a call. Tell them you want to talk to one of the sales team members. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you, number one. And number two, tell them what kind of vehicle you already have. A car, small SUV, a pickup truck, a larger SUV, whatever you have. Call them, tell them the VIN number. You can get that off your registration or your car insurance. Tell them that you would like them to pull from their inventory the travel trailers, the campers that you could pull with your existing vehicle. One big mistake some people make is they stop at an RV place or they go to a show and they find a trailer that they like, only to find out their current vehicle can't pull it. The engine isn't strong enough. The transmission isn't strong enough. Tow capacity is not there. So you fell in love with a trailer, camper that you'd love to get, but you got to go out and buy a new vehicle. Do it the other way, the Northern Michigan RV way. Call them at 989-448-8700. 989-448-8700. 8700. Tell them Trucker Randy told you to call. This is the kind of vehicle we have. This is the VIN number. They'll set up inventory that fits your vehicle. Something that they know your vehicle can tow. They'll line up 3, 4, maybe 5 different units for you to come and see. Different layouts, different manufacturers, different amenities. Absolutely love Northern Michigan RV. You go over there, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. They'll give you a great deal. By the way, if you're a veteran, mention that at the end, you'll get $500 off the price of your unit. Great inventory. You need to go and check it out. Right there in Gaylord off of M32, west of I-75.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
In the heart of Michigan, voice rings true. Fair times coming, he's got work to do. Conservative leader, just like the best. No hold bar, he's ready for the test. Quality pitches, see, that's his game. Cut through the play, call out the name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Fair's on a mission, he's here to stay.
4747, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helps save Detroit's auto industry. Now he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. 4747.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Data centers. What are they? What do they do? Why does President Trump want them? why do we even need them? And are we going to be able to get past all the negatives that are out there about them? Well, the advocates for data centers are trying to reframe the debate around the industry here in Michigan. Political consultant Adrian Hemman said some of them may be coming to the table late, much later than they should have. It costs a ton more money to do this when you try to do it on the back end. Hemman, a longtime Lansing political consultant, said he has been contacted by more than one data center advocate looking for help turning around what has become negative public narrative around the issue. Well, according to Hemman, they called a little late in the process, much later than they should have, which is now creating a lot more work for me. Hemmons laughing says, "Don't understand. I don't mind it. I'm not complaining, but it's going to cost them a lot more money to fix the problem." First thing, Hemmons says, stop letting tech executives lead the public-facing argument. Keep tech people away from the debate. Hemman says, when I hear California folks talk about data centers, it drives me nuts. He said, some technology leaders talk about data centers in broad, sweeping terms, sometimes even including artificial intelligence, universal basic income, and a future where people will no longer need to work. Messages, he said, are very unlikely to land well with average voters. Hemman said to some people, that sounds crazy. Voters in general are very distrustful of tech barons and Silicon Valley tycoons. Mark Zuckerberg, for one. Well, instead, Hemman says data center advocates should explain the industry through the lens of services that it provides for people every single day. Social media platforms, Amazon orders, online banking, even the broader financial system all depend on data centers. The message, he said, should be less about what the companies want and more about how the infrastructure connects and helps individual daily lives. He said the advocates also need to focus on local benefits, including the jobs, economic development, and the infrastructure improvements. Somebody's got to build these things. He also says you're probably going to have to give some money away to some of these communities to make the deals make sense to them, taking some of their profits and putting it back into the communities. Now, I'm going to give you a slight variation of this exact story that they're talking about, but instead of data centers, electric storage facilities. Good friend of mine is working on a development on the west end of Gaylord, just outside the city limits. He's reached out to an electric storage facility. They want to build the ability into the network, into the grid, that when unused power is generated by Wolverine Power, that they're able to store it in the event of some kind of storm or in the event of high usage. Heading into the summer months, air conditioning. People start using air conditioning, which is electric, and guess what? Absolutely increases the demand. Well, this is electric storage facility has the ability to then take the electricity and input it into the grid to meet these high demand peak times. As an enticement to get approved for their facility, they're willing to build a brand new fire station on the west end of Gaylord. Right now, fire department is on the east end of town. You got a fire, you got a situation that takes place west of town, you got to get through downtown Gaylord to get to it. They're willing to build a fire station and give it to Gaylord. Hemman went on to say, he's warning companies against making vague promises to local officials, civic groups, and residents without proof that the benefits will actually show up. You can't show up in these communities with a bunch of promises with nothing else to back it up. You'll have to show your work. Show exactly how it's going to work and how it will benefit the local community. For example, he said these companies should not simply tell residents that their utility rates will not increase because of a proposed data center. They need to explain how, why, and when, if possible, and even put it into written guarantees. Don't tell people that they're not going to be paying higher electric rates. Show them why that is true. Provide the guarantees into writing and share it with them. Hemman said the skepticism towards large economic development projects is not new in Michigan. For decades, he said residents have seen major corporate promises fall apart after communities made investments or even grant money. For 20 years, people have been burned by big projects that never come to pass. But the citizens are still lighter in their wallets as taxpayers. When MERS News Service asked Hemman to identify the data center advocates he is advising, he gave an immediate answer. No, I'm not going to do that. Okay. There's a couple of things, areas that we're going to have to learn about. Data centers, electric storage facilities, and workforce housing. Affordable workforce housing, folks, has got to come to Northern Michigan. We've got people right now that are working in Petoskey. They can't afford to live there. Very small downtown older homes that actually need to be renovated, updated, are selling north of $400,000. That's not affordable. And we're not talking about huge homes either. Square footage wise, it's ridiculous. This is got to change. if we address workforce housing, if we address this new technologies, we can expand our jobs, create new good-paying jobs for people. Another example I'll give you is Amazon. I was blown away by this past weekend. Vicky and I got to go see my mother down in Shelby Township. She lives in the 24 in Mound Road area. The old Ford manufacturing plant at the corner of 23 in Mound is located about a mile and a half away from her house. Well, my mother, 90 years old, had a very old, heavy-duty garden hose on the front of her house. She likes to garden. She has flowers. She has all kinds of plants growing in her flower beds. She likes to pull weeds, rake up the dirt, and water her flowers. Well, she could barely uncoil the garden hose that was actually full of kinks. So I went on Amazon. I ordered a lightweight, flexible, half-inch, 50-foot garden hose with a nozzle. On the Amazon account I have, they have my address up here in northern Michigan as the default address. Said it was going to be here tomorrow, Tuesday, May 12th. Ordering it on Friday, going up here to northern Michigan, the weekend, 2 days, okay, I get it. But I didn't want the hose delivered to me up here. I want it sent to my mother in Shelby Township. Ordered it at about 5 o'clock on Friday when we were going out to dinner. I asked her if she wanted me to get her some flowers for Mother's Day, and she said, no, actually, I would like a new garden hose. I'm like, okay. Sitting down at dinner, went on Amazon, found the Titan, flexible, lightweight, brass fittings everywhere, really nice nozzle on the end, sprayer, ordered it. You know when it got delivered? The next morning, by an electric truck from that Amazon warehouse a mile away. Ordered it at 5 o'clock on Friday. It was there at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Spent the night. Talked to the driver as he's walking up the driveway. Went out to greet him. Said, man, I didn't even hear your truck. He goes, well, that's because it's electric. He says, but don't be surprised when you start seeing drone delivery to your front porch. He thought I lived there. I said, say what? He goes, yeah, this package weighs less than 6 pounds. I said, yeah. He says, we are in the process of getting a drone fleet. We're going to be flying drones from 23 to Mound to your house here, 24 Mound. The drone will go right up on your porch, hit the release button, and your package will be delivered within 1 hour. We need drones up here in northern Michigan. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.